You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Cal Poly and the other California state universities don't provide hormone replacement therapy for students, but University of California schools do. That's the subject of a recent article in Mustang News, Cal Poly's media outlet. The student reporter, Michael Barros, is also a KCBX News intern and joins me in studio. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
So, Michael, for those not familiar, what is hormone replacement therapy, or as it's referred, HRT?
So HRT is a medication that can be taken in the form of an injection, a gel, a pill, and it essentially changes a lot of physical characteristics for people who want to transition from female to male. Their voice will lower, they will gain muscle, facial hair, things like that.
As you report, it's not provided as a basic service at the CSUs. Why not?
So the CSU system has an executive order 943 that outlines basic healthcare services that they provide at their 23 health centers. And after I talked to the CSU spokesperson, Elizabeth Chapin, she told me that HRT is not considered a basic healthcare service, but did not provide further information on why that is.
Okay, but you do write that you can receive HRT at a state university like Cal Poly as an augmented service. What does that mean?
So that actually can't happen yet, but as I was reading through the policy, if the CSU system decided to provide this service, it would be listed as an augmented service because it's not outlined as a basic service. And for it to become an augmented service, it has to meet 6 requirements. It's kind of like a specialized service, and it has to be ultimately approved by the CSU admin.
Okay, so how do you access HRT at a UC health center?
Just like you would go in for any other medical treatment, you just walk in, you schedule an appointment with the doctor, and the doctors are all trained on it, and we'll get you started and write you a new prescription right there.
Michael, is it common for students to use HRT?
It's not super common within the transgender community. Not everyone chooses to physically transition, but a lot of transgender people experience gender dysphoria, and HRT is an excellent way for it makes them feel way better. I interviewed a lot of transgender students who talked about the difficulties that they faced when trying to access those treatments in the CSU system because there's only one doctor in the area available only on Thursdays. And some are not able to get off campus to go to this doctor. There definitely is a population of people that use this treatment.
Now, you did mention in your article that HRT can affect issues like depression in students. Can you elaborate on that?
I interviewed some students who are either desiring to start HRT or have. And one student that I talked to that has already started HRT treatment said that she was very, very depressed before she began and just felt like she was in the wrong body. She felt like everything was wrong and that her identity didn't match what she looked like. And so after she started HRT, she said that she was actually riding her bike home and she realized it was the first day in her life that she didn't feel anxious. And that was the first day that she had started her treatment. So it definitely alleviates gender dysphoria for a lot of transgender people.
Is HRT expensive?
No. Essentially, it's not expensive. The only two things required for HRT are routine lab tests, which a lot of the health centers already provide. It's just regular blood tests. And the hormones themselves, and estrogen typically runs around $30 a month.
Michael Barros, thank you for breaking down this issue.
Yeah, thank you.
You can read Michael's article on Mustang News' website, and there's a link at kcbx.org. This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.